You generally have to be in the mood to consume food, drink, news, stories. I have watched this TV show 3 times now, and it's only on the 3rd watch that what I'm talking about today finally hit me. Hi, I'm Jenny, and welcome to Writing Lessons From, where I break down a story I've consumed, usually a TV show or a film, because that's how I roll, and figure out what the writing lessons are that we can take from it to improve our own writing and storytelling craft. And this week, we're looking at Grace and Frankie. Yes, hello. Before we get into the joy and wonder that is Grace and Frankie, I want to mention my mailing list. I've got Writing Lessons From, this lovely podcast, and I've got my fiction, my fantasy books, and my Christmas romance books, which are under 2 different pen names. And I've got some other things in the works as well. Eventually, there will be books for this podcast, and the idea of having 3 or more separate mailing lists for each one, I mean, the thought of that is exhausting. So what's going to happen is 1 mailing list, 1 email every fortnight to match up with this podcast. And on that email, you will get some news, some book news about fantasy stuff, some book news about romance and Christmassy stuff. And you will get news about Writing Lessons From. And you can just skip to the bit that you're interested in. And if something else catches your eye, then great, wonderful. But you can also just skip it, you know? I've got like a list of free stories that I want to write and create for the fiction side of things, and giveaways and freebies I want to create. I've got a list of things I want to create for Writing Lessons From in book form, because I like books. I like making books. So please come and join the mailing list. If any of that sounds of interest to you, if you also like things, stuff, then come over and join. The link is in the show notes. Go into writeintothewoods.com, W-R-I-T-E, intothewoods.com, and it's there. It's ready and waiting for you. You can unsubscribe at any time, obviously, and joining the mailing list is, of course, free. It's not on Substack or anything. There's no paywall. It's just, it is what it is. And the Writing Lessons From section will have, you know, links to this and what's going on and news and updates, but also little motivational things, little snippets of other things that I've found that don't fit into the podcast, little other bits and pieces and motivations and tips and stuff like that. And, you know, as I say, freebies when I get around to sorting that out, and which now that I've sorted out the mailing list, that's now freeing up time to do that bit. This has been really long. Should we get on with Grace and Frankie? Let's get on with Grace and Frankie. If there's one thing I've learned and said repeatedly on Writing Lessons From, it is that endings are hard. Endings are so hard. On paper, it should be simple. It's just bringing everything together in an impactful way, right? Simple. In practice, that is so difficult. It is so tricky to get right. So in this episode, we're looking at endings, the end of Grace and Frankie. The following contains major spoilers, because how else do you talk about an ending? I say there are major spoilers. I'm not putting in major spoilers. I suppose it depends on how you define major spoilers. I still think you could listen to this and watch the show and not have everything ruined. Grace and Frankie is available on Netflix if you wish to go and binge it. You should absolutely go and watch Grace and Frankie. As I said, this was my 3rd watch. It is one of my comfort shows. And I'll be honest, I'm at a bit of a loss now that I finished it again. As they enter the 3rd act of their lives, Robert and Sol take their wives, Grace and Frankie, to dinner and announce that they are leaving them because they have fallen in love with each other. What do you do when your divorce lawyer husbands fall in love and leave you? Why, you escape to the shared beach house, of course, even when belatedly you realise that that beach house was bought so that they could carry out their affair. The problem, other than the cheating and the lying and the not being able to be angry because Robert and Sol are gay and being true to themselves finally, is that Grace and Frankie cannot stand each other. One, Grace, is an uptight businesswoman and alcoholic, and the other, Frankie, is a food-obsessed, drug-taking hippie artist. They are the perfect odd couple. Thus begins a beautiful TV show about love, relationships, family, and above all, friendship, led by 2 best friends, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, who met on the film 9 to 5, which becomes important in that final episode. An important little note. Okay, so we have the setup and we are now 7 seasons in. How could this possibly end? Endings are all about choices. There are so many ways Grace and Frankie could have ended. Both could have found love in the arms of new men. One or both could have discovered that they are also gay. The third option, the one they went with, is so much better than either of those. Grace's new marriage to billionaire Nick is over because when faced with losing Frankie from her life, she chooses Frankie over her new husband. Similarly, Frankie discovers she needs Grace just as much. In the end, they choose each other, but not in a falling in love, romantic way, just in a deep friendship way. So I've broken down the ending of Grace and Frankie, and what I've figured out is to write the ending of your story, we need to look at 4 things. 1, the themes of the story. 2, the character arcs involved in the story. 3, how it all started. And 4, making sure that there's closure. And it's not just Grace and Frankie that has taught me this. Writing Lessons From has taught me all of this as well. If you look back at all the previous episodes about endings, of which there are quite a few, because as I say, endings are hard. But Grace and Frankie show these lessons off perfectly. So we'll start with themes. The themes of the overall story in Grace and Frankie are about growing old and having no regrets. Robert and Sol want to spend the rest of their lives they have left together, unashamedly, unapologetically in love, but also being true to themselves for the first time. Similarly, Grace and Frankie refuse to go quietly. Ignore them and they will scream and steal, because if you're invisible, what does it matter? They start a business together in their 70s and make a success out of it, advocating for other older women. They protest and sneak medications over the border and push each other out of their comfort zones to grow and help one another and their friends. But there's also a fear of growing old, especially in the last season where we watch Frankie lose the ability to hold her paintbrushes and Robert's memory starts to fail. You know, the terrifying parts of growing old, the idea of losing yourself and what's most precious. And that leads, of course, to the ultimate fear of aging, death. So those are the themes. We mix that with 2, the character arcs, and we take each character at a time. So look at how each character has grown. Grace is less uptight and more compassionate. Frankie, I had real trouble trying to figure out where Frankie ended up with this. I'll be honest with you, I just love Frankie. She's my favourite. But I suppose at times she's becoming more responsible. Brianna has gulped feelings and she's showing them. Mallory has taken charge. Bud is finding permission and freedom. And Coyote finally has his life truly together for the first time. And what about Robert and Sol? What are their character arcs? Honestly, their character arcs is more of a love story. Until death do them part. They found their freedom, explored their homosexuality, and are now more in love than ever before. To figure out where these character arcs, all of them, end, together with the themes of the show, we have to go to 3. We have to go back to the beginning. That very first episode, titled The End, starts with Robert and Sol exploding their 2 families. It's the end of their marriages, the breaking up of their families, but the start of a new extended family and new adventures. So it makes sense that the last episode, titled The Beginning, should be a mirror of this. I mean, even the titles are a mirror of each other. That is my favourite type of ending, one that mirrors the beginning. This whole thing started with Robert and Sol entering a new phase in their love story. So it should end with another new phase as they work together on living with Robert's failing memory. There are endings at the end. Bud's career, the loss of Grace's company from the family, Brianna's relationship, Grace's second marriage, and there are new beginnings. Coyote's marriage, Bud's new career, Grace helping Frankie find a new way to paint, Brianna and Mallory going into business together. It's just like in that first episode. The last episode is a mixture of endings and beginnings, but this time with the emphasis on contentedness instead of broken hearts. And then finally, 4. We make sure that there's closure. Look at that, everyone's happy. Despite the aging, despite the fear, Robert and Sol are finding a way through with love. Grace is helping Frankie to paint. The addict has found happiness. The miserable career has been quit. The sisters have learned to work together. What makes all of this work is that these stories are part of the character arcs that were subtly building up to this ending throughout, seven seasons? For example, Brianna and Barry were never going to work out, despite how much they tried. We had hope. They were trying so hard. They loved each other so much. But in hindsight, they were doomed from the start. Bud's story arguably started late. But actually, it only came to a head late. From the very first series, he was given his father's business and struggled under the weight of the ethics and emotion. His was more of a slow build. So, the writing lessons to take away from all of this. When it comes to writing an ending, it helps to know where you're heading. Have an idea of the direction you're writing in, where you want everyone to end up, then match it up to the themes and characters. If you've done your job well, your characters will at some point spring to life and muck up any outline you've created. I say this to every writer, that is the magic of writing. At some point, your characters will come to life and ruin it all. So always leave space for them to change direction. Because trust me, when they do change direction, they will make your story so much better. But all of that doesn't mean that you can't end up where you want to end up. You can gently steer them back on course, and if they refuse, add in new obstacles and watch what they do. Keep gently steering back. And if they're particularly stubborn, it might be that they know of a better ending than the one you came up with. So let them go. Let them do what they're going to go and do, and follow them, scribbling down everything they do as you go. And in these cases, in fact, in most cases, I often find that the themes and the character arcs sort of sort themselves out. If you have a general direction that you want to go in, you don't necessarily have to consciously think about the themes and the character arcs. Often the flow will take you there. And I often find that it isn't until I've written it that I go, oh, look at that matched up with that. And that matched up with that. That's nice, isn't it? And maybe there's just a little gap or five to then fill in. And all of this is because usually our characters know best. Let them go off and do their own thing. You follow them. It'll all work out well in the end. But what if you have no idea what direction you want your characters to go in and they don't either? That has happened to me. Take a look at where you started. If you're really struggling with your ending, go back to the beginning. See how far your characters have come. Consider putting them back in that original situation. I bet they'd react differently after everything they've been through. That is their character arc. That is their growth. Take that as your inspiration. If you follow these four steps, you and your characters will find the right ending for your story. One more lesson from Grace and Frankie. If in doubt, throw in Dolly Parton, because why not? Oh, I love Grace and Frankie so much. I tried really hard not to give major spoilers, but I hope that if you haven't watched it, that maybe that might make you want to go and watch it. At least give the first episode a try. It's so good. It's so good. Thank you so much for listening. If you're not already, please hit follow wherever you're listening to this. As I say, come over and subscribe to the mailing list. Link is in the show notes. This fortnightly thing seems to be working out quite well, doesn't it? I do feel like I've got more space to go and do other things, like create freebies for the mailing list. I will see you in a couple of weeks. Storytellers, have a lovely fortnight. And if in doubt, go and watch something. Go and be inspired and remember where it all started. Bye!